The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Talking Star Wars, who we are?
Good way to start.
Don't shoot in your film. It's a trap.
Had to do that.
Who was that supposed to have been?
Admiral Aardvark from episode 6. The red prawn type dude.
Well, you knew what my impression
was,
didn't
you? Goldfish.
Goldfish. You knew what my impression was, didn't you?
Yeah, it was Yoda, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course.
A really bad attempt of. Yes.
I'm not Gag with Yoda myself.
Talking Star Wars, who we are.
We've got Ali over there.
Sleep in the corner.
Okay, look, this film comes out on Thursday.
Premiere. 2 days today. Yeah.
And it should be. I mean, it's going to be massive. It's massive all around the world.
It's probably going to be the biggest film of the year.
But in some people's eyes, it's a bit of a damp squid.
Yeah.
Notice how I looked at you then, Ali.
I noticed how you looked at me then.
You're not fascinated by
this at all.
Now, look, let's go way, way, way back to 1977.
Greece. Yeah. That's what you were going to say, wasn't it? Greece.
Well, I've got to be honest, I never saw any Star Wars movie until November this year. Okay, I started watching, you know, because I got an invite to the premiere... which is this Thursday, and the wife loves Star Wars, so I couldn't kind of... Because normally I would say, nah, it's all right, I'll give it to somebody else. But now, you know, the wife wanted to go. Now I'm kind of into it, and I'm excited a little bit about the movie and how it's... Because it's changed from, you know, when they came out in 77, you could see how it's changed over the years, and the technology's changed and so on and so forth. So, but, you know, there must have been a reason, like you, for not watching it for X amount of years. 1977 it came out. Your friends must have been talking about it.
See, I don't think they were. But is it a boy thing? Is it more a boy thing than a girl thing? Yeah, it probably is, isn't it?
It probably could come out more as a boy thing because it's more about war, you know, lightsabers, you know, swords with lights. However, I think it appeals to everyone, really. I mean, fans from everyone, really.
Okay, because my wife is a huge fan of it. Mm. So it's not a boy thing.
Yeah, I know she
girl
is. No, but I just think maybe over the years a lot of people have got into it. And like me, first time around, I kind of missed it, and that was that.
See, what I was pulling your leg earlier on, and you said, "Oh, I'm not going to stay. I'm going to go home because I ain't going to be no good. I'm not going to talk about that. So I'm going to go home. You're going to talk about Star Wars. So I'm going to go home. All right? That's why you were like.
Did I speak like that?
Yeah, did I really?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go home.
Well, I couldn't do that voice if I tried.
So, and I was just thinking, it's all right to not like Star Wars. You know, we're going to talk about it, discuss it, and maybe we'll pop, you know, other films will pop up and so on and so forth. Because, you know, it's okay not
but
to
I
like,
can't I
don't
contribute.
Want you to feel left out. Yes, you can. You've already contributed. You've already saying what was around in 1977. You said all your
Greece.
Mates didn't watch it. Exactly. They went off to watch Grease. So you didn't get into it. But it's really strange because we've got two young lads here. How old are you? 23?
23.
And you're 19, mm-hmm. And you might make 20. Hopefully.
It's not that long, it's 6 months.
Well, good luck with it.
Look at that.
You know, but
6 months for me as well until I'm 24.
See, the thing is.
They're really enthusiastic, aren't they?
The point I want to try and make is back in 77, you didn't get on the Star Wars bus, you watched Grease instead, because none of your mates did either, okay?
No.
But what is fascinating, and what we're going to ask the chaps in a minute, is that they got on the Star Wars bus, But after those first three films came out, long time after. So it's just a case of you then, did you think, right, okay, it's the Star Wars thing. We've got to go back and we've got to watch it all. And then he went into, Marty, we've got to go back to the future. Which is another great load of films as well.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, did you, which ones did you watch first?
I watched the originals first myself. When I was young, I went to my see my aunt and uncle, and they had video copies of it, and I used to watch them. And yeah, then I watched the new ones, which I quite liked. Then three or four years ago, I decided to get them on DVD, which I did, which was great. So yeah, and I watched them all multiple times.
Okay, what about you, Brandon?
My mum was a big fan of it.
Come on, mate, you've got to tell the story.
Yeah, tell the story about your mum.
What, that my mum's a big fan of Star Wars? She loves Star Wars.
No, when you went to the cinema.
What's your mum's name?
Leah Whalebone.
Leah Whalebone.
No, don't try and play this trick on me. You've tried it once before.
Was it Leah what?
Whalebone. Whale and then a bone.
Whalebone.
Yes.
Is that like a double barrel thing?
Yeah.
So she's like got a hyphenated what's it?
No,
Whalebone.
Whalebone.
So she's Leah Whalebone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's Leah, and where does she work?
Wheatsheaf in Brading.
In the Wheatsheaf in Brading. If you go into the Wheatsheaf in Brading in the next couple of days, buy a drink for old Leah behind the bar, because we're just about to embarrass her.
Basically, it wasn't the first film I ever watched, because obviously my mum showed me the series way before. She showed me the original three. But when the third, which was the Revenge of the Sith, basically came out, we were in the cinema, and she fell over. She had like a big tray filled with popcorn for all the family, because we were all there, with, you know, Coke and bits and bobs, and she fell flat on her face, and some random person just shouted out from the group, you know, "Force is not with you, love," and everyone in the cinema stopped watching and just laughed. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I just sat there, went rosy cheek, I was like, no.
And that was Leah Whalebone.
That was Leah Whalebone, yeah.
That's your mum.
Yeah.
All right, and she works at the Wheatsheaf in Brading, so if you pop
She's never going to ever last a bit,
yeah,
is she?
She won't.
All right, okay. So, but did you say you watched the old ones at
yeah,
first?
Yeah, I still have the original three on VHS in my room, in the golden box, because they originally came in a golden box with all the, like, you know, nice goldy looking things on it. And yeah, I originally watched the New Hope all the way to Revenge of the Sith, and then when I finished that, The Phantom Menace came out, and mum got that on VHS as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just hang on there, we're going to take a quick call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate, how are you?
May the Force be with you.
May the 4th? No, it's December the 12th, isn't it? Or 15th, something like that.
It's the 15th.
Yeah, 15th, that's it, mate. Well, are we talking Star Wars?
We are. Are you a fan?
No, mate, I went the other way.
He went to Greece.
No, Greece came out in 78.
Yeah, I was going to say, 78. Yeah,
that was a year later. And no, the one I went for was Close Encounters. That's the one.
That's the one I remember. That's the one that I mixed up. When we were watching it, I thought, oh, he's going to look like this. Because they got funny little machiney type men, haven't they?
Well, they come out at the end, yeah. But it had a lot of, I'll say facts, but there was a lot of information used in Close Encounters that were actual, what people said were actual accounts of what actually happened to certain people and certain things. Yeah, but you had the opening. I know the opening of Star Wars is good. You had that the big credits come across the screen, and etc. etc. Then you had the rocket spaceship come over, and the other one was shooting at it. But I think the bit that hit me most in Close Encounters is when they found all the Spitfires, all the aircraft in the desert. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah.
When they all come charging over the dunes in the big Hummers, I think they were at the time, but.
No, I don't. I'll be honest. I don't really remember too much about the movie, other than
Well, Close Encounters. I became a right what do you call it, anorak about Close Encounters at the time when it came out. I even delved into it, and actually, the bloke that played the do wasn't even an actor. He was an electrician by the people that was the manufacturer of the keyboards, etc. And he was the only one that really knew what he was doing with it. So they asked him if he'd play the part.
Oh, right.
I think his name was Ray Dodds, if I remember rightly. Yeah, he was an electrician. That's all it was. He wasn't an actor. Didn't even have an actor's guild or nothing.
Are you surprised that they didn't make another one of the Close Encounters of the Third Kind, or it didn't catch on in any way?
I think it's definitely a big cult movie, even Ian. And I think now you can sit down and actually watch it now. When you've got to bear in mind, we're talking nearly 40 years ago about the effects they used. There was no CGI, and apparently they used this big hangar. And apparently the lights and the heat that was created inside this hangar was creating a mini weather situation up in the ceiling where it nearly caused rain. It nearly created rain.
So what about Star Wars? You're not a fan of Star Wars. Have you ever seen any
of
them?
Yes, I wouldn't say that I don't like Star Wars. The first one I think was the best. Because that was something that hit you. Because you've got to remember now, that's nearly 40 years old when the first one came out.
Yeah.
There was no CGI or nothing then, as far as I can make out.
No, the first three were quite different to the next three. But, I mean, have you seen them all?
Yes, I have. The only one I think was a flop, really, was the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars?
Yeah, and that other stupid thing, what was his name? Jar Jar Binks.
The first one.
That should never, ever, ever been thought
of.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks was just the worst character.
It is, mate.
Don't worry, you're not alone thinking that. Everyone hates Jar Jar Binks.
Apart from the creator, George Lucas.
Apart from the creator, why did he even do that character?
I'll tell you what, let me just stop you right there.
I put it down as the fact that they were taking the mickey out of themselves.
My son loved old, what's his name, Jar Jar Binks?
Jar Jar Binks.
Because I'll tell you for why. We were running a competition, it was about 1990-something or other when it came out.
1999, I think.
99, so he would have been about 4 or 5. And we had a load of these Jar Jar Binks things to give out, and they had like extendable tongues, so you could flick the tongue and it will pick up things. They were about a foot long, and my son had one of these, and he absolutely loved it. And it kept like flicking it and picking up things with his tongue. It was just a funny little toy that they got.
Yeah.
And sadly, his mum washed it, so it lost all its stickiness.
Oh,
good.
No. God, nightmare. Well, it's like my daughter. She went crazy for Beetlejuice. Do you remember the Beetlejuice dolls you could buy?
No.
She had one of them.
Beetlejuice. Oh, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice toys.
That's a good film.
Beetlejuice toys. God, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Yeah, but regardless, it was also very clever when they discovered, how can I put it, when he was discovered who his father was. Which one was that? That was, I'm getting mixed up. It's the one where... It's the one where Darth Vader became Darth Vader, if you know what I mean, and they was fighting.
Except when Anakin turns to the dark side becomes Darth Vader, yeah.
That was clever, because that's the one where they started to use the stuff that was... Or they were starting to bring in the stuff that was used in the first film, wasn't it?
Well, that's the thing. That's why that's how it shows how Episode 3 connects with Episode 4. They had to round it all up. They had to make Anakin go to the dark side.
You suddenly saw the lightsaber change back to what it was originally.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that was clever. It's a bit like Mad Max. See, Mad Max is a futuristic story. And
I've only seen the first one of that, but I like it.
Yeah, the first one. I think the second one was the best in that quadrilogy, and I think the last one was clever.
Fury Road.
They all paid tribute to the first one.
You mean Fury Road or the...
You had the music box in there and the bits and pieces in the flying helmet was in it to pay tribute to the helicopter pilot. Well, the autogyro captain, wasn't it? That's in the film as well, and science fiction films are very clever.
Yeah,
they're very clever. They certainly play the imagination. But going back to Close Encounters, that was the movie for me. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I was the only person that laughed in the cinema when the police were chasing the UFOs, and the police car shot off the edge of the cliff.
Hmm.
I don't know if you remember that bit, do you?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Close Encounters?
No, I didn't, because I don't ring any bells. All I remember is that bit of music.
Mate, it's you sit there and watch the film, and you've got the director's cut, director's edition, and there's bits in that film that you can piece together, and you think, yeah, because like when the kid gets, how can I put it, it's gets dragged out for the door, the cat flap in the door.
Yeah.
By the aliens and whatnot, you know. It's total, you know, it's totally, well, it took me away, blew me away, mate.
All right, well, I just looking at some pictures now, I just typed in Close Encounters, it just doesn't ring a bell. And I'm really surprised, because...
When it comes over the top of Devil's Tower, at the end sequence of the film, that when the actual mothership comes over the top and turns upside down and actually lands, and all the people that went missing over the years, the pilots of those planes, etc.
None of it.
And they all come wandering out of the craft.
No, none of it. I'm just guessing.
Mate, if you get a spare 2.5-3 hours a day, have a look at it.
Okay. I might just do that. I might just do it.
If you Dreyfuss. Get a digitally remastered one, mate, definitely look at it.
Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss in it?
Richard Dreyfuss, yeah. Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss. And also François Truffaut, who was a French movie director.
All right.
And he plays a French scientist in there at the time. And, it's unbelievable, especially when he builds this mountain in his living room. He's chucking trees and dirt over the windows, and he builds this devil's tower because it's implanted in his brain, you see that?
Yeah.
Amazing. And when he gets to the level crossing, it all goes crazy. When he's sat in the breakdown truck. Yeah.
Doesn't ring a bell at all. I'm looking at the pictures and looking at the cast, and I'm thinking, no.
Really? Well, like I said, it's nearly 40 years ago, mate.
Yeah, and I was really... ago. I thought that I would have seen... I knew what the characters were in Star Wars. When I sat there, I can honestly say that I've never seen the film, any of the Star Wars films, seen clips, maybe photographs and things like that.
You know, when it came out, Ian, a lot of things jumped on the bandwagon after that. You had, what was it, Mel Brooks's Spaceballs. Did you ever see that?
No.
The John Candy?
No.
That's a total Mickey take.
That's,
Star
that's
Wars,
a funny
that,
one.
That
I have seen
hilarious.
That.
You've seen that one, my friend, have you?
Yeah, I've yeah. seen it. It's hilarious. So good. It's a good
what's
play.
His name, Dark Helmet?
Yeah. He's just got a gigantic helmet on his head.
Yeah, it's Rick Moranis.
Oh, brilliant.
It's unbelievable. Then you had, like, Battlestar Galactica come on the scene.
Yeah.
Then you had Buck Rogers come on the scene. You know, obviously they were old stories.
I couldn't get into
Buck
that.
Rogers. But
yeah.
Then you had the Superman movies turn up, didn't you?
Yeah, they did do great leaps in the 70s and 80s, especially for sci-fi. It was like the time for sci-fi is the 80s and 70s.
The 70s and 80s.
Yeah, like Alien and things like that.
It was the same with the road movies. Like you had Convoy, then you had Smokey and the Bandit jumped on the scene. And
yeah.
Things like that. Once they seemed to have a winning formula, everybody had a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Anyway, Ian, I won't hold the phone any longer.
Thanks, you're cool, Keith.
And if
you
honestly, mate, you know... Oh, did you see that picture I sent you?
How did you send it to me? Via what?
Via, it went on Messenger via Facebook.
Oh, yeah, the Marmite one. Yeah.
That's for your chicken Marmite, mate.
Do you know what? I might frame that and put that in the dining
there you go.
Room.
I did one for Rockmeister as well. He got one on his plate. And Pyro Petty.
I'm going to print that off, mate.
My actual profile picture is, honest, sorry about this, people, but I put feces jam. Catch you all later.
Thanks,
thank you
very
much.
Bye. Cheers, Al. Bye. Okay, so you're obviously not a fan, and you know I think that you weren't. The point I was trying to make earlier on about getting on board with it the first time around, it's almost like if I said to you a certain program starts tonight and it was really really brilliant, you missed it now, or you've missed the start of it, you're then going to be put off watching the rest of it because you've missed the beginning. And it's almost like that with Star Wars. But and this is why I don't get, we've got two youngsters there that are 23 and 19, but they've actually seen the old three that came out more or less before the other lot came out. And so it's almost like they got on board with it. But you've had X amount of years and you've still not done it. And I hadn't done it either until very recently. And there's only reason, I'll be honest with you, the only reason I've watched Star Wars is because I got an invite to the premiere and the wife wanted to go. And I thought, well, I don't want to sit there for 2 hours and not know what's going on. So I started watching them. I've got to be honest with you, until the last one that I saw, which was the Revenge of the Sith.
Seth,
right,
yeah.
That sounds so much like something else, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That one was... It kind of got my attention more than the others.
Yeah.
So I'm now...
Understandable.
It's visually beautiful, that's why.
Visually,
the beginning, awesome.
But the daft thing is, and I said this to the wife the other day, is that this next movie, The Force Awakens, is a follow-on of the first three that came out in the 70s.
Because
yeah.
In chronological order, it goes The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, then... The original three, A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. Then after that is The Force Awakens. So that's the order.
Yeah, it's going.
You really
going,
are an anorak.
It's going, going pre-sequel you know and then sequel.
Original.
See,
even
that's confusing,
sequel.
Isn't it? Yeah. Why would you do that?
I'm sure it's just because the story of Star Wars, they literally just went, okay, so we want the story. We've got bad guys, we've got good guys, and then we've got good guys trying to beat the bad guys. It's all sci-fi, and then they went, okay, there you go. There's your original trilogy right there. You know, good over beats, you know, the evil, and then people said, okay, what about Anakin? We want to know how and what happened and what was the events that led up to that. Yeah, so that was 1, 2,
and 3.
Yeah,
they wanted to know why Anakin turned to the dark side, what turned it, and that's pretty much what the prequels are about. In the first one, we see Anakin as a child, annoying, but still. The second one, you know, we see him progress, you know, become more powerful as a Jedi, but then feel the corruption of the Jedi Order. And then in the third one, we have that stage where he just says, no, I'm not going to hold back anymore, and he turns to the dark side, becomes Darth Vader.
Is it Darth Vader? Or
Darth Vader.
I thought it was Daft.
It sounds Darth like Vader. It. That's one thing.
Daft Vader.
Darth Vader. Yeah.
You've explained that brilliantly well. You obviously know your stuff. And,
well, yeah, I've seen them all multiple times, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Very passionate about it, aren't you? Both of you. See, I can see, Brandon, you've got into it through your mum.
Yeah.
You know, the interest was there through his mum anyway.
Through family members, because my mum and my dad aren't particularly Star Wars fans, but my dad used to watch the originals when he was younger. My mum never really got into it. I used to have relatives who gave me them on VHS, and I love them. And yeah, then I watched the new ones.
VHS?
Yeah.
VHS?
I know.
Did you say VHS? Blimey, that's videos, isn't
video
it?
Recorder,
exactly,
yeah.
Videos, good grief.
I mean, that's the only way. And I still got I've got all six on DVD, but I still have the original three on VHS, and I'm keeping those because what happened was after episode three, George Lucas remade the original three I understand why he put extra bits in, because he wanted to put Jabba the Hutt in episode four, but the way it was done, it did just superimpose CGI in it and edit it in such a lazy way. And a lot of people really hate what he did for that. Even I don't like what he's done with it.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, well,
do you feel like you should get it off your chest?
I mean, yeah, well, you can still get the original ones on DVD with the remake ones. I'm going to try and trade my original trilogy for the original trilogy, because then, you know, then I have the pure awesomeness of what made the original so great. I mean, granted, some of the visual effects, you know, looking at them now, probably haven't aged particularly well, but they're still fantastic. And, you know, it's like technology beyond its time, looking, you know, because it was about 40 years ago, you know, that's why I love them.
Do you know what? It's really lovely to hear, you know, passion. It's not, you know, but it's just so, because I'm like seeing you being so passionate and so, you know, I know what you're feeling, because I get passionate about certain things, about, you know, certain films and programs. You know, Only Fools and Horses, I'm just like you. The passion, the everything comes out. I know everything about it. You know, used to have them on VHS. Now I upgraded a DVD, and now I want to get them on iTunes and see if they're like, you know, they look any better, sound any better. And then I'm looking across at Ali, and she's thinking, I wish I'd have gone at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I should have gone at 12.
Because, have you knocked that microphone?
No.
Touch
that microphone?
I can't.
It's just gone.
Could you just see if you can fix it? We've got a dodgy microphone, and it's a lead there. What we're going to do is we're going to come back in a wee while, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that's it. Don't touch it anymore.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't touch it. We've got a loose wire in there. We're going to get Kelvin Curry, because he's a man that can. Yeah. He sorts out. He's Wires. His nickname is actually Wires. Hey, look, there's another phone call. Oh, they're gone. They've hung up. So, obviously gone off.
May the Force be with them.
Gone off to the dark side. So,
good.
So,
I can talk about that later.
Are you not into it? You're not going to go and watch it? What happens if your young daughter says, Mum, can we go and see Star Wars? Would you go with her?
Ask your dad.
Harsh your dad, alright. Yeah. Hi, who's this?
It's Arthur Vader.
It's Arthur Vader. Hello, Arthur Vader, how are you?
Super. Yeah, I might have told you this, but when my kids were small, they were a bit too small. The Star Wars thing had already happened. Whereas my wife's two lads obviously grew up with the Star Wars happening. They're just that little bit older. But I never really got it. I know the effects on the first ones weren't anything like the effects on the current ones, because I think Disney's got these grubby paws on it now. But it never really did much for me. But one of the things, my lasting memories from it, our local sort of department store was at Debenhams, and on the top floor was the toy department. After it had gone over and gone off and become not quite so popular, they used to try and flog off the stuff once in a while, you know? I mean, for kids these days, there's so much stuff that they used to almost give away, it's almost criminal. I don't know if you can remember that, can you?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, to put it in a context, you could go and get a Wimpy and get a Star Wars figure with it.
Yeah.
Yeah? So it had done its day. You know, it had gone over and people had lost sort of interest in it. Well, this particular Saturday, I went with my kids, and my son, as kids do when they're small, ran away up the escalator. You know, he's gone. And I'm telling, come back, you little, what's it? And he's gone. He's gone up to the top floor, and suddenly I heard a scream, and he's come trying to run back down the escalator, by which time I've caught him up. And when I get to the top, there's David Prowse dressed as Darth Vader standing there.
Brilliant.
You know how tall he is, don't you?
Yeah.
And my lad, 36 now, can still remember that, frightened the what's it out of him, standing there breathing, you know? Because they were so desperate to try and get rid of this stuff, they'd even dragged the poor bloke out and dressed him up again.
A big tall guy with a mask, you know, with huge eyes and breathing like, would scare your kid easily.
Yeah, but he had the full kit on.
Well, exactly, yeah.
He had the full kit on. And like I say, they were trying to flog this stuff off. And, you know, you could almost not give it away. Which kind of makes it a little bit sad when you look at the people paying thousands and thousands of pounds now for original stuff, which most kids of my kids' age would have probably chucked in the bin by now.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I was just trying to think of what we got when we... Because you used to get stuff in your breakfast cereal, and we'd have had... Do you remember Uffa Puffa Rice?
Yeah.
Uffa Puffa Rice.
Yes, I do.
And in your Uffa Puffa Rice, you had a free Star Wars character, and I think I got that. What's that golden thing? Is it
C-3PO.
I had one of those, and I didn't want this. I gave it to my brother, and I would imagine now that might be worth that might be worth
probably worth
quid.
Something.
Yeah,
I used to stir my tea with the one that looks like a shrimp's head.
Hang on,
shrimp's head.
It's got like a sort of an orangey shrimp-looking head with eyes on either side.
Admiral Akbar.
Akbar, yeah.
Who?
I used to stir my tea with
the
that.
Fish guy.
The fish guy. It's a twat.
That
guy.
That one.
You know, but that's how yesterday and last year they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of put it in a bit of context, doesn't it?
Are you a big fan, though?
No.
So you won't be busting...
I don't get it at all.
You won't be busting the gut to get there, then?
I won't be busting anything to get there.
You won't be dressing up as Darth Vader, then, Arthur?
No.
No.
Okay.
I might dress up as Jabba the Hutt. Won't take much dressing up for that.
Do you have you seen any of them all the way through?
The trouble is they're sort of getting up 3 hours long, aren't they? Well,
about
I can normally
hours.
Do about an hour and a half before I hit the Z button. And then I wake up for the end.
I did sort of say this earlier on, you know, that's my they're 2 hours plus, all of them so far.
Yeah.
And if they would have been an hour and a half, I'd have enjoyed it probably more.
I mean, I'll be brutally honest, I don't think too many guys of my age were too worried about what the storylines were like on the first ones. They were just going there to see Carrie Fisher, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? Halfway through, I think it's the second one, is it halfway through, that she's in like a bikini type thing?
Yeah. Oh, that's episode 6, yeah.
Episode
6. The thing is, it's actually
slave labor,
she didn't wear underwear in the whole making of that thing.
No.
George Lucas convinced her that underwear is not used in space. If you'd noticed in some of the episodes, she does not have a bra on.
Well, I didn't like to say anything.
I wouldn't have noticed that.
Saying that, I did actually see a GIF on Facebook. It's one of them pictures that move when you click on it.
Yeah.
And it's actually that Han Solo actually groped her while in one of the videos.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Good old Harrison.
Yeah, good old Harrison. He does it twice. He does it twice.
Harrison for nothing, was he, eh?
It's funny, because
how are they going to bring her back into it, though?
She's a general now. She's actually general of the Rebel Resistance.
Yeah.
She's basically top dog of all the good guys. She's, like, leader.
And she's also, we noticed on a programme the other night, I don't know if you see this, Krakenori. There's a programme called Krakenori on the TV at the moment. And she's actually like the host of that, and yeah. she's actually reading the story, like Jackenori, but slightly different. But because we were both sat there watching this Krakenori, and you know, I saw it for about 5 minutes, and I said, she reminds me of somebody, but I can't quite put my finger on it. She's Carrie Fisher, obviously, as she is now. Obviously, yeah. she's about 30 or 40 years older than how we were remember her last.
Well, Mark Hamill's got a stick, hasn't he?
Sorry?
Mark Hamill looks very different.
Oh, what, you mean Luke Skywalker?
Luke Skywalker, yeah.
Luke?
Yeah.
I am your father.
Go to your room.
But there's nothing new, is there?
You're welcome.
I mean, if you was to say something, say, to people like my parents' age, may the Force be with you, they would think you were talking about a breakfast cereal called Force.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, anyway. It's one of those things, and it's so everybody's talking about it at the moment. It's just on everybody's or you're
apart
not
from me
or you're not. No, you're not. See, don't feel bad. You're not the only one. I know quite a lot of people that have never seen a Star Wars movie.
I don't feel bad.
No. See, the only thing you need to do to get into the gist is just watch the films. Give them a go. Give them a try.
At least watch the first one, A New Hope. You know, just see you know how it all started. Yeah. Why that one got so much attention.
Well, yeah,
and like I said, visually, you'll love it. Visually, it's fantastic.
Well, I'll leave you with a thought, shall I?
Go on.
Right? Bearing in mind that we've got a bloke from down south up orbiting the Earth at the moment. Tim Peake.
Oh, yeah. Tim Peake. Yeah, blasted off today.
Right, okay. If you think that we're the way we're progressing, we could be looking at some sort of manned space flight in 500 years' time or 1,000 years' time, if we're still here. And the nearest sort of planets or solar systems are 30 million light years away or whatever. It's some astronomical figure, right? When you look up at the stars, how do you know that the universe hasn't already finished?
Well, you wouldn't know.
You
wouldn't know. It's the same as if you look at stars up in the sky and you make a wish on one. You never know if that star's already had its lifespan. Because light travels...
The universe might have already had its day.
Yeah.
And we might be just waiting to find out.
I do know that wishes don't come true when you do them on stars, though, because I've done it a few
unless
times.
Unless it's a shooting star, apparently.
It don't work.
Nah.
No, don't work.
Well, I need to go for a wish now.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that wish. Thanks for being there, Arthur.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
See you soon. Come to the dark side. We've got cookies.
See you, mate. Bye. 24 minutes away from one. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the dark side.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. Merry Christmas from Vectis Radio, your community station.
Do you need that unsightly chewing gum removed in an eco-friendly way without any hindrance to your day-to-day business? Do you need that fragile stonework cleaned, and are you worried that it could be damaged? Worry no more, because White Stream Hydro Cleaning Services is here. We are the island's exterior cleaning and restoration specialists. We cover the commercial, industrial, maritime and solar sectors for all of your cleaning and restoration needs. Call our professional team on 01983 642 101. That's 01983 642 101. Or go to our website www.whitestream.co.uk for a full list of our services. White Stream, it's what's on the outside that counts.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Shoot and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique Christmas present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots, lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
All right, we're taking a trip to the dark side. And don't forget, you've got Dark Star here at 1 o'clock today. Andy Knight, a.k.a. Dark Star, will be here. The dark side.
He could be a Jedi Knight as well, you never know.
He could be a Jedi Knight.
The thing is, who do you stand with, the Jedi or the Sith?
Wow.
Who's your favourite character? That's another question.
Have you read that?
It's not as easy as that.
Hello, we're talking Star Wars. We're talking, you know, because obviously the new movie's coming out. It's, what's the new movie called?
The Force Awakens.
And it does star all the gang that was in the original one.
Yeah, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill. Yeah.
Okay. Harrison Ford, there's a great line. You'd love this little clip. There's a thing where what I think old Harrison Ford may be going to his death.
I love this line.
Carrie Fisher.
I love you,
Princess Leia. She looks at him and says, "I love you," and he says, "I know." It just went. It was just a brilliant, brilliant line. It was so, so cool.
It sums up why everyone loved Harrison Ford's character, because he was just such a, you know, a solo man, hence the name Han Solo. He's pretty much, he was the, for everyone who watched Guardians of the Galaxy, he is the Star-Lord of that generation. Star-Lord's is such a cool character who you want to be. Harrison Ford was that character before.
Now, I don't know whether you saw the Irish fella do his chat show on Friday. What's his name? Or he does it on Thursday. It goes out on Friday. Graham Norton. On Graham Norton this week, they had the guy that was originally penciled in to play Han Solo. Because he wasn't the original.
Yeah.
Old Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Harrison Ford got the job because he was reading scripts while he was fixing a door in one of the studios. That's what it was.
Is that right?
Yeah, the producers were writing the scripts and they turned around to the guy who was fixing the door and said, "Could you read these out for us quick? We just want to kind of get an idea of kind of what's being said." And he started reading them out and they just said, "I think you're the guy for it."
All right, okay.
And, yeah.
Do you know who the original guy was thought of?
Who was the original guy?
I had no idea.
Married to... Well, not married. I don't think he ever got married. Oh, crikey, what's her name? Goldie Hawn. Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell was the original guy, apparently.
Kurt Russell. Name is familiar.
And he was kind of doing something at the beginning, was going to be doing it, and then they said, "Well, I don't know whether you're right or not," and he said, "Well, I can't hang around, I've got other movies to make and you know, money to earn," so he decided that he was out. Yeah, exactly that. He decided that he wasn't going to do it, so they had to look further afield.
What a miss out for him.
Yeah, well, he was kind of choked up about it.
Yeah.
He still made loads of money, made films with this, that and the other person. I mean, he's been fantastic for years and years and years, old Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
One of his best movies was Tango and Cash, which of course you've seen many times, haven't you, Ellie?
No.
So Luke Skywalker's in it as well.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill. He's coming back for the Force Awakens.
Yeah, there's rumours. Like I said, he might be going to the dark side. And this is what I say about that. I mean, rumours granted, but, you know, I would say, you know, if you want to make new species in a film, that's fine. New characters, that's fine. But if you're going to turn a well-loved character evil, there has to be a good reason. This is one of the problems. One of the main problems I have with the new Star Wars is the director, J.J. Abrams. Now, don't get me wrong, he's a really good director, very visually, but for the Star Trek films he's done, I've seen he's not that capable of delivering a great story. Maybe he'll do better in this film. Who knows?
Okay, all right. Mm. Taking it a bit serious there.
Well, yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, I'm going to go in this film with a lot of expectations, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm not going to go in there saying this film's going to be awesome. I don't care what anyone says. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be there, be critical, and just I will enjoy myself, but I'm going to be critical.
Okay.
When I see it.
All right. Who was the little fellow? It's
Yoda.
No, not him. The other little fella that he was. Was he like a little like a Wookiee or something like that?
The tall one.
No.
Or
little,
the
little.
or the
R2D2.
Ewok.
No.
Ewoks.
Ewok. Yeah.
Oh, an
Ewok.
Him.
Yeah,
that was Warwick Davis, I think. I think so.
Warwick Davis. Yeah.
He was played by Warwick Davis. Yeah. He was in the film.
Is he in this one as well?
I think he is in this one. I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, because all the other cast are there, and he played what was it, an Ewok?
An Ewok, yeah.
Okay, and the other big one was the hairy thing that follows
Chewbacca.
Him around. Was
the walking carpet.
Yes.
I was going to say, you
I'm not that great at the impression.
You're doing them all so far, I'm getting them all, so just do the Wookiee again. Is it ringing any bells? Making you want to go? Will he be in it again?
Chewbacca's going to be in it, yeah. Like I said, he's going to be in it. C-3PO and R2-D2, the little robots, are going to be in it, along with a new one called BB-8, the one that's rolling on a ball.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one at the premiere.
That looks very, very weird. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but so far it looks good, it looks fun, and, you know, he might even be the new comic relief that Jar Jar was meant to be.
Okay, there's been a lot of people that have made their names off the back of Star Wars. I must admit, there was Natalie Portman. She
was in the prequel trilogy as Princess Leia.
Yeah,
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley was no, she wasn't in it, was she?
Yeah, who? She was. Keira Knightley was in it.
Who did she play?
Oh, come on, you're supposed to know.
I don't remember Keira Knightley.
I don't remember Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley was in it. I'm telling you. She was in it. Keira Knightley was in it because didn't she?
Oh
play?
No, wasn't she the original? She was the body double of Padme.
She was the body double. That makes sense.
Yeah, because she dies, and
she was the body double. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, she was in it then, wasn't she?
Yeah, you're right.
So she just looks very different because she's always wearing full-on makeup and full headdresses.
That's the point of the Queen Amidala. No one can actually know who she really is.
Yeah. She was Sabe, with one of those little apostrophe things at the top there. She was definitely in it. I've got
okay,
a
maybe
right
she was, maybe it was more of a cameo that not many people noticed.
Liam Neeson was in it as well.
Yeah, he was
best
Qui-Gon.
Best Jedi, one of my favourite Jedis, Qui-Gon Jinn. Do you know, and the best line, there's always a bigger fish. And he's right.
There's always a bigger fish. I kind of remember that one as well.
Yeah.
The other guy that was, I was really surprised at. Do you watch New Tricks?
No.
You've never seen New Tricks?
Yeah, I like New Tricks. It's all right. It's okay.
Neatrix is great, but every time I love watching these films from years and years and years ago, where you see somebody that just gets a little cameo role, and they went on obviously to do bigger and better things.
Yeah.
And Dennis Lawson, I think his name is Dennis Lawson, who played Wedge and Antilles.
Wedge Antilles. Who was that?
Is it Dennis Waterman?
Dennis Lawson. You're not listening, are you?
I'm trying to think.
See, I've stumbled. You say you know it all.
I didn't
say
I know everything. I know a lot about it.
You're learning a lot. I was watching this program, watching the film, and I thought, that's Dennis Lawson from New Tricks. But that's probably the first thing that he was actually in, and he had like a 2-minute, like a cameo role where he's flying some, I don't know.
It might have been a cameo, yeah.
Spacey type thing.
Some cameos are quite.
Oh, yeah, he was in one of the X-Wing fighters who dies. Yeah.
Oh, that one. I recognise him.
He does have a speaking part in it.
Yeah.
He does. Liam Neeson's in it. Kira Knightley's in it. Samuel Jackson's in it as
well.
Yeah,
he is.
Mace Windu. The only one with a purple lightsaber.
Because he wanted it.
It's the only film that Samuel L. Jackson has been in and not been cool, and he's not sworn.
He's pretty badass. Not gonna lie. He takes some Darth Sidious solo.
Darth Sidious is one of the most powerful Sith there is, and he takes them on solo and almost
wins. It's the nicest he's ever been in a film.
Well, he is the leader of the Jedi Council. You know, he has to be calm. He has to be in control.
He has a purple lightsaber. No one else has a purple lightsaber.
Apparently, each lightsaber actually has a meaning.
Yeah, every single one has their own meaning. Mm. Isn't green wisdom? Blue is
Guardian.
Guardian.
Yeah, red usually means Sith. Purple is actually a Jedi who is experienced with the dark side. That's why I think he wanted it.
You really do know your Star Wars.
Yeah.
So if you were going to go and see the film, Ali, then I suggest you go with Jamie, because he'd be able to explain everything and tell you what's actually going on. So I'm just looking at the people that have actually made their names from Star Wars, and the list is endless. It really is.
Quite a lot of cameos cast. And a huge cast. Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams. There's Anthony Daniels. He's the guy that plays
C-3PO. Yeah.
And he's about 105 in real life, isn't he, Anthony Daniels? And I think he's in this one as well.
He is, yeah. They've got C-3PO, R2-D2 and Chewbacca returning as well.
They've actually been in all of them, haven't they?
They've been in all of them, exactly.
C-3PO's been in all of them, R2-D2, Anakin, and Obi-Wan Kenobi as well. Obi-Wan's been in every single one because he appears as spirits in the...
For these new ones, it's difficult to tell. We're probably not going to see Obi-Wan Kenobi nor Anakin. But we could. It all depends, really, what they're going to go with.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you excited about it?
I am excited about this.
Is it the film of the year for you?
I think it will be the biggest film of the year. Like I said, so far it's not my favourite. Well, obviously I haven't seen it yet. My favourite so far this year is Inside Out. Whether this film's going to beat that, it's hard to tell because of how brilliant Inside Out is. But I am going to go and see this film. I am excited about it. But as I said, I will be critical when I do see it. I'm not going to go in this and come out saying, it's awesome, go see it. Okay. I will have my honest opinion.
Is there a film that you are excited about or you've ever been excited about in your 60 years, Ali? That you think, 50 years, yeah. That you've got to go to... you've got to go to the... You know, there's get in the queue. Because, I mean, bearing in mind, if you go back in time, Jamie, when we used to go to the cinema, there weren't 11 cinemas like over in Cineworld.
No.
So in 1977, I would guarantee that when they had the premiere, you were queued up and it went halfway
around
up
around the block.
Halfway up the town.
I went to the Queen's Cinema in Sandown to see Grease.
I mean, when
did you?
Yeah.
There used to be one in Lake as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, Lake
so
Cinema.
The Queen's Cinema in
Sandown.
In Sandown. And what did you see?
Grease.
And the queues were massive?
Absolutely, round the block.
So is that...
virtually three times.
Is that the only movie that you got really, really excited about and thought, right, I'm going to go and put myself in a massive queue to watch a film?
I think so, because I was 13. Right. So it was like, you know, all the songs had been out, hadn't they, all the summer?
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah.
I know, it was like, it was Grease Fever, and it was everyone
Grease
was into
fever,
it.
Grease Fever, go, Grease Fever.
But so there's not been nothing since?
I think... I actually made an effort to go and see Mamma Mia because there was a lot of hype around that as well, wasn't there?
Mamma Mia.
It was quite a big film out, wasn't it? And the names in the film.
I think it was an okay film.
Yeah.
So Piers Brosnan can't sing though.
But that's
I'm
it.
Saying that he can't sing.
Who
Sorry.
Needs to sing when you look like that? Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to get your eyes tested?
Yes,
recently?
I have.
Piers Brosnan's alright.
I like Piers Brosnan. He's pretty good.
Okay.
He tried as Bond, definitely. I would say
he was awful.
He had the looks. He looked the part, and you know he tried, but not the best Bond.
Oh no, he was dreadful as Bond. He's a dreadful actor. There's nothing about him at all. Nothing about him at all. Let's talk about James Bond for a minute, because that's like on a par with Star Wars, kind of. Ooh. Even though they've made a hell of a lot more movies, and I think it's probably been a bit more
Bond's,
successful.
Bond's, in general, is based on a larger series of books, isn't it?
It is.
Well, obviously, Star Wars is actually based on the actual films themselves. They're not based on comic books or anything. It started off as a film franchise,
okay.
And that's what they're sticking with. Yeah, Bond started off as a book franchise and turning it into film franchises.
Well, I went to see Spectre and I thought it was a really, really good movie.
Spectre
was a really good movie,
yeah.
But I don't remember getting too excited and having to stand in too many queues years ago when we used to watch films, when it was slightly different. There weren't 11 screens. There was two screens in Newport. It was a Studio 4 and what was the other one that was called?
Oh, I don't know. Annie
Blackwell used to run it, but there was a number of cinemas all around the island.
Shanklin, Sandown.
There was two on the island. Studio 4 was one, and they would always have the best movies, and you would have to queue and queue and queue. And I remember seeing Rocky 3, and that was probably the last big queue that I stood in to go and watch a film. And there was lots and lots of excitement. That, and do you remember, what was the other one where this bloke cheated on this, he cheated on his wife, and then she got revenge. And it was, crikey, what was his name? But Kirk Douglas' son was in it, Michael Douglas. Oversexed, my mum says. He's oversexed, that man. Oversexed. Michael Douglas was in it. Fatal Attraction.
Oh, right.
Fatal Attraction. That was the last time. That was about 1987, 88 time. That was the last time that I actually stood in a queue going into the cinema. I've never, ever had a queue before, you know, after that. So, you know, that was probably...
Well, now we've got more screens, haven't we? You know,
exactly.
Star Wars will be most likely served in three or four screens.
But let's be honest, not until the year 2000.
Of course.
So there was another 13 years where you'd have had to queue outside to watch it, but that was the last big one. So they don't come around very often.
They don't come around very often. People are looking at stuff differently, aren't they? Because in 3 weeks' time, you'll be able to download this onto the on
And you can watch it online. You can watch it online.
So people aren't going to queue at the cinema.
I'm quite surprised that website's still going.
It's because it's Russian and it's in a special thing. You can't take it down.
Yeah. Okay. The anoraks over there, look.
I'm just saying that people are watching stuff differently, so you're not going to get the queues, are you?
Even that bloke that's just gone up into space, they reckon he's got the facility to watch it. They're going to beam this film to him, and he's got a big thing that he can slide it all up, and he can watch it on a big screen.
I would have thought he's got.
No, he hasn't
got to
watch Star
about.
Wars Among the Stars.
How cool is that?
That would be a dream come true for me. If that would happen, that would be just.
In a
I'd cherish
few years
it every
time.
Single day.
In a few years' time, when they say, "So where you've seen this film before? Where did you see it?
In space."
People won't believe him, will they?
No, of course not. He was so excited he screamed, but in space, no one can hear you scream.
I bet he's got a good signal up there.
Ah, yeah.
Question, Ian. Didn't ask you. What was your favourite character from Star Wars? From all of them?
Oh, it's got to be Princess Leia when she wore the two-piece.
Really?
Okay.
Now, seriously, who is your
favourite? Don't screw your face up, Jamie. No. I'm a hot-blooded male.
Sad.
I personally don't have a favourite character. There's quite a few I like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Qui-Gon Jinn, Vader, of course, Luke. I haven't got a particular favourite.
Okay, well, look, just mucking around. Okay, Princess Leia. I like Princess Leia. I did. You know, not looking good. Too hot these
did.
Days. But Yoda. How funny is he, especially when he's about 2 foot high and he gets his sabre that's about three times the length of him.
It's a light dagger, it's because he's small, it's a natural dagger.
And there he is, he's like doing all
just
of this
jumping
stuff.
Around.
Oh,
yeah.
It's funny. But the one
in that fight with Christopher Lee, God rest his soul. Right.
If I was a small child and I wanted to be one of those characters, I would have wanted to have been R2-D2.
Oh, okay. That would have been a lot of fun.
I'd have loved to have been RD.
I miss R2-D2. I used to love, because where I used to live, we used to live in a little block in Lower Furlongs, which has loads of flats. We used to get about 20 kids coming out of all their own lightsabers, and you used to just sit around beating the hell out of each other with these swords. Oh, the good old days of coming back home with bumps and bruises.
Lovely.
From now plastic lightsabers.
You got something you want to read?
I have. You were talking about people that were in them, in the films. And Hugh Quarshie, I hope I've said that right, he plays Rick Griffin in Casualty and Holby City.
Yeah.
He was in The Phantom Menace.
Was he?
Hmm. There you go.
Oh, yeah, he was the captain, the one that protects Amidala, because he's...
That's it.
Thanks, Dave, listening up in Blackpool.
So is he an anorak as well? Ask him if he's
he must
seen
be.
Him.
He must be.
He's seen them all. Ask him if he's really excited about, the movie when it comes out. It's coming out this Thursday, isn't it? So this weekend they reckon it'll be the grossest highest gross this weekend.
Well, so far this year the highest grossing is Jurassic World. I thought it was a pretty good film, but I think this one's gonna, it might even be Avatar. You never know, because it's such a big franchise and a lot of people are so hyped for this film. You know, who knows, it could be one of the biggest films of all time.
If you're doing your Christmas shopping this weekend, then you are going to have a really easy time, because all the streets will be empty, the shops will be empty, because everyone's gone to Cineworld to watch the new Star Wars movie, except for Ali, all right?
And I heard Ali has no intention of going.
I'll take you, Ali. I'll take you out on a date, if you like. I'll take you there.
I just cannot believe the passion from these boys about a film.
It's because it's not just a film, it's a universe. It's a universe that someone
we
made.
We want to be in.
But it's not real.
We don't care, it's not real.
Many
things aren't
real, but you can hide from the world, can't you? You can go into your own universe. You can make a character and be a character in another universe.
Okay, talking of characters, just very quickly, we're running out of time. Which character, make up your own if you want. What character name would you be if you were in Star Wars?
I've actually created kind of my own universe. Not like Star Wars, kind of my own universe. I want to make... character I've created is called Gearlock, who's a demigod and who holds a legendary sword.
So Gearlock.
Gearlock.
From this day forward, you would be known as Gearlock.
Very
what about
funny.
You? What about you, Brandon?
Well, my character's name.
Yeah. Quick, you got 30 seconds.
I have no idea.
All right, okay.
I haven't got one.
Mm-mm, no idea.
Beardy Man?
No.
All right.
Alec Richards, maybe, I don't know. Eric Haxton, there you go. Eric Haxton.
Hey, look.
Jedi Master.
Thank you for being there.
Come to the dark side.
After the news, you've got the dark side himself. The Dark Knight. Dark Destroyer. Dark Knight is here after the 1 o'clock news. May the Force be with you.